keen insights over his multi-decade stint as chief investment strategist at the venerable firm of Merrill Lynch. I have to take a sidebar note here that I'm leaving for a Midwest speaking tour tomorrow morning, and consequently these will be the last strategy comments of the week. Nevertheless, returning to the insightful Bob Farrell, we were covered up with phone calls and emails yesterday, given the Farrell quote we used to lead off our Monday missive. For example, hey Jeff, one thing I learned from Bob Farrell and Edson Gould was that the markets move from extremes of pessimism to extremes of euphoria and back again. If we had euphoria at the peak in January 2000, then we should move to pessimism before the next true bull market. With this in mind, why are you predicting a range-bound market when we should be looking for a multi-leg, multi-year bear market that will take us to extreme pessimism? I would think we should have a market move similar in structure to the 1965 to 1974 genre with three major bear legs down. I realize that these down legs are interrupted by bull moves such as the one we saw off the low in October of 2002. Am I looking too far out, and are you only talking about the next year? Well, our answer to that email was, markets can correct over valuations in one of two ways. They can go down dramatically like we saw in 73-74, or they can move sideways, allowing earnings and consequently valuation metrics to become attractive again for the overall indices in aggregate. As for us, after being pretty darn bearish from September of 99 until the Twin Trade Towers, we've elected to use the strategy that the major market indices were likely going to be range-bound, allowing valuations to catch up and again become attractive. That does not mean there have not been or will not continue to be decent opportunities to make sizable investment returns. As proof of that, we offer the analyst best picks list and the focus list performance over the past 4 years. Now, returning to Bob Farrell, one of his favorite books was an old book called One Wave Pockets, written by non-deplume Don Guyon. Listen to this, and I quote, "The market itself determines the relative importance of all factors more accurately than any speculator can hope to interpret them," end of quote. Now, so said Don Guyon in One Wave Pockets, a book written about Wall Street back in 1917. Amazingly, nothing has really changed since then. Investors and traders can buy and sell based on their own interpretation of news events, but the market action itself determines the true trend and the most accurate interpretation. In other words, folks, if the investor or trader isn't in sync with the market, he is going to suffer losses. So when the market speaks, if you really want to make money, you had better listen. And the market was clearly speaking back in mid-October. And to paraphrase Don Guyon's One Way Pockets again, and I quote, "A reliable indication of the start of an uptrend swing is afforded when, after a period of declining prices, or less frequently, dull prices, the market refuses to stay down and advances following the receipt of news, especially after thoroughly dissemination, if the market finally advances above the point where it was before the news was received. When you combine this action with better breadth, the tech turnup, the booming bonds, it's clear that the market was not only speaking back in mid-October, but it was snorting. Now, after the recent Dow Wow, however, we think the prudent policy is don't chase rallies right here. Indeed, for the past week, we have been focusing more on what to sell than on what to buy. And to that point, for the three indexes we used and recommended in mid-October to play the anticipated rally, we're using stop-loss points slightly below their recent reaction lows for one-third and one-third only of those long trading positions. That would be 103.5 for the bank index, the BKX. That was its recent reaction low. 1671 for the NASDAQ 100, the NDX, and 108 for the Dow Diamonds, the DIAs, which again were the three indexes that we recommended. As for what to buy, in yesterday's missive, we talked about the Tricontinental, TY, and Adams Express, ADX, both of them closed-end funds, both of which have a pretty decent correlation to the large cap S&P 500 and are selling at roughly a 15% discount to their respective net asset values, which hopefully gives us the margin of safety that Ben Graham talked about in the last chapter of The Intelligent Investor. Now, interestingly, folks, Adams Express also manages another closed-end fund named Petroleum and Resource Corporation, symbol PEO, trading around 30.5 with a 3% yield. Listen to their objectives. The objectives of Petroleum Corporation are preservation of capital, the attainment of reasonable and dependable income from investments, and an opportunity for capital appreciation consistent with the above. It is the policy of the corporation to concentrate its investment portfolio in securities in the petroleum and energy-related industries. Now, for those of you that have the same feeling that we have, that oil prices look to have bottomed, an initial one-third long position and one-third only in PEO may be purchased. The call for today. It was 9 years ago yesterday when Alan Greenspan gave his famed irrational exuberance speech. At the time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was 64.37 and the Dow Jones Transportation Average was hovering around 23.15. Back in November of this year, the transports broke out to a new all-time, that's all-time high, which so far has been totally unconfirmed with a similar move by the Dow Jones. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is another reason we continue to have a predominantly defensive posture right here, where we look to buy weakness like we did in October and look to sell strength like we're looking to do here on the trading front, because that kind of strategy allows profits to accrue to the portfolio and systematically rebalances the portfolio more in line with our investment objectives. Turning to this morning's news in the Wall Street Journal, phone companies are rolling out a new range of gadgets and services that combine...
Okay, that was December 6th, 2005, and the beginning letter that he wrote regarding Bob Farrell, that was my letter that I wrote to Jeffrey Sant earlier this year.
Your email.
It was an email that I sent to Jeffrey, yes. And what a hoot that he quoted my entire letter.